Sapadyevabhitapashyan. Dishopashyat purastitam. Vrindavanam jinajivya. Drumakirnam samapriyam. Sapadi. Immediately. Eva. Indeed. Abhita. On all sides. Pashyan. Looking. Disha. In the directions. Apashyat. Lord Brahma saw. Purastitam. Situated in front of him. Vrindavanam. Vrindavana. Jana ajivya druma akirnam. Dense with trees, which were the means of living for the inhabitants. Samapriyam, and which was equally pleasing in all seasons. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Then, looking in all directions, Lord Brahma immediately saw Vrindavana before him, filled with trees, which were the means of livelihood for the inhabitants and which were equally pleasing in all seasons. Purport. Jana jivya druma kirnam. Trees and vegetables are essential and they give happiness all year round in all seasons. That is the arrangement in Vrindavan. It is not that in one season the trees are pleasing and in another season not pleasing. Rather, they are equally pleasing throughout the seasonal changes. Trees and vegetables provide the real means of livelihood, recommended for everyone. Sarva kama duga mahi. Bhagavatam 1.10.4. Trees and vegetables, not industry, provide the real means of life. So here, and we will see in the next verse, it's described the ideal environment of Vrindavan. Everything is perfect. And so you might wonder, how is that? I was in Vrindavan recently, and from the external perspective, it doesn't seem perfect. It doesn't. Huh? Like in the hotel where I was living, there was these guys who were in charge. And they were watching cricket until late. It's like they were so noisy, you know. Like they had no idea. Sometimes Indians are like that. They have no idea that there might be someone else who wants to sleep around them, you know. So they just put everything loud into the mix. Yeah. So yeah. And there were also some other living entities living in that room. The Seva Mataji wanted to change her room once, and then, I mean, we didn't want to spoil it for her, but there were rats in all the rooms, so it was not...
He was
a traveling Sankirtan devotee in this mouse. Anyway, there was place under the door, so he was like freely traveling. You know? So, anyway, and if you go on the streets, you can see some garbage sometimes. And you can also see some these so-called sadhus, which are quite interesting. If you want to see interesting stuff, then you have to go to Vrindavan. It's a good place for that. So then the question is, how can we explain this? You know, like you have this the shastras tell you something, and then what you see seems to be different, no? And the point is that the real Vrindavan is there. Like on our altar we have Panchatattva, and if you have spiritual vision, you see Panchatattva on the altar. You don't see some statues. And even for normal people, sometimes they experience something is there, you know, like sometimes you have people, they come to our temple and they see Panchatattva and they start crying, you know, like they're like, what? something must be happening, it must be there. But to actually see Vrindavan, you need spiritual eyes. You need some qualification. So Vrindavan is there, but what we see is a replica, is some sort of Vrindavan. We see the dirty Vrindavan, the strange sadhus, the rats, everything. But Vrindavan is there. So then the point is, how can you see the real Vrindavan? And is Narottam Das Thakur? Yeah, I think so. This Goranga Bolita Habe says, Vishaya Charya Kabe Shuda Habe Mana Kabe Hama Herabo Shivindavan. So he says, yeah, when the mind is completely purified, being freed from material anxieties and desires, then I shall be able to understand Vrindavana and the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna, and then my spiritual life will be successful. Yes, Vrindavan is there, but where is our mind? So we're full of impurities. So that's the problem. We need a purified mind. We need to be free from material desires to actually see Vrindavan, which is very advanced state of consciousness. And if we are not in this state of consciousness, then we might even be offensive. So that's why it's recommended for devotees, like aspiring devotees like us, to not stay too long in Vrindavan. Just go and then get out. Because after some time you'll just get into this, but this guy, I know, yeah. And it's also important to go to to holy places with some people who actually see the holy places. They have at least a bit of spiritual vision. Then they can introduce you to the real Vrindavan. Because, what here? When I was in Vrindavan, we were going to visit some places with this devotee. What's his name? Dinabandhu Prabhu. Okay, I had a lapsus. Dinabandhu Prabhu, disciples of Srila Prabhupada, he was living a lot of time in Vrindavan. So he has some realization. And we went with him to see some places. Once we were to this temple that Narottam Das Thakur, actually he didn't start it, but some of the deities which were in Keturi Gram and were there. And one other day we went to see some temples, and you go to Kaliyagat and he tells you some lila about Kaliya and things that probably you heard from Krishna book, if you read them with some more details. And then it's completely different, you know, like you're there, there's some, from a mundane vision, you see some, something. It looks like some temples. But if you go in the association of these devotees, they will tell you some what happened there, and it's a completely different experience. And depending on how realized these devotees are, they can get you somehow in that experience. So that's important. And in the next part of the song, Narottam Das Thakur says, after this verse, that you have to have purifying mind, then he says that you have to study the to understand Vrindavan, you have to study the books of the six Goswamis. Which for us means that we have to study Srila Prabhupada's books. Because Srila Prabhupada gave us the teachings of the six Goswamis in a way that we can understand and that we can apply. So for us, reading the studying the teachings of the six Goswamis means studying Srila Prabhupada's books. And if you do that, I mean, every devotee, I say this all the time, that every devotee, if he's serious, he should read all Srila Prabhupada's books. At least read them, you know, like at least that you know, okay, there's this part of Srila Prabhupada's books. What to speak of studying and understanding and applying and so on. You should at least know what's in there, you know, like. So every devotee should make this plan. And if you read this Srila Prabhupada's books, if you study them, then you develop what is called Shastra Chakshush. That you see the world through the eyes of the Shastras. So this doesn't mean that you actually see, but you go to Kaliyagat, it doesn't mean that you will see Lord Krishna dancing on the hoods of Kaliya, and you'll not see the Leela, but you'll see it in your mind. You'll see, oh, according to the Shastra, here this happened. And if you go visit the holy places in that mood, which is, I mean, it's not that you actually see. If you would be advanced enough, you would see. But you at least, you have this vision, then it's completely different, you know, like, it's amazing. Like, I was in, I mean, I like Mayapur a bit more. You go to Mayapur, you go to the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya, you go there and you see, you know, okay, this is the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya, and the Leela is still there, you know, like Lord Chaitanya is there, Jagannath Mishra is there, Sachimata is there, you know, like it's like, wow. And then you go to Shiva Sangan, house of Shivas Thakur. And the house of Shivas Thakur was where all the good things were happening. You know, this was the place. This was daily, before they went, they took the holy name on the streets, this was all where all the kirtans were going on, you know, like, and you could see yesterday there was this big kirtan in Maribor. It was nice, but and you can imagine only pure devotees were allowed to enter this kirtan in Shiva Sangha. So only the pure devotees were allowed, and they were do 6 hours, all night kirtans. So it's amazing. So if you go to see places in this mood, then it's a whole different experience. It's amazing, you know. Okay. And of course, so that's why it's good to study Srila Prabhupada's books and also go there with someone who can tell you something about those places, can reveal those places for you. We'll go back to this. And of course the goal is to develop this spiritual vision, that you actually go there and you see, oh, Lord Chaitanya, wow. You go on the altar, you see Lord Chaitanya, you don't see a statue. No? That's where we need to go. But usually there's a process to get there. We have to purify our mind. Oh. And the process is gradual. It's not That you come one day to the Hare Krishna movement, you chant some Hare Krishna for 2 days, and then, oh yeah, I'm in Vrindavan. No, it's a bit, and this means first you have to develop, you have to be stable, you have to get free from some impurities, and so on. So there's a process, and it's good to understand what's the process and follow the process. That's why. And but there's one more thing, you know, like we should understand. We should understand that what we are doing is called sadhana bhakti. Sadhana bhakti means that we practice some things. And but sadhana bhakti, in a way, sadhana bhakti doesn't guarantee success. It's at least in some way. Sadhana bhakti, what it actually does, it shows our availability for the mercy. It shows we're serious, but we have to get the mercy. Krishna is not obliged to give us the mercy. So I will continue. We'll see why this idea is relevant. Of course, Lord Brahma says in this Tathānukampa verse that someone who is doing everything right is surely eligible for liberation, for it has become his rightful claim. So this is not contradictory, you know, like it means that Krishna is not I won't give this guy my mercy because I don't like his face, you know, like Krishna wants to give his mercy, and by doing sadhana bhakti and by being serious in our practice, we show our availability, and eventually we will get the mercy. That's what Lord Brahma says. But we should understand that it's not automatic. It's not automatic. It's not because I'm chanting 16 rounds and following 4 regulative principles that Krishna has to come. It doesn't. It's not like that. And also, one other important thing is that usually Krishna gives the mercy through his devotees. Very, very important point. He delegates this giving of the mercy. Sometimes he does it personally, but quite rarely, you know, like most of the time he gives mercy because some devotee wants to give mercy to this person. This is very, very important principle. That's why devotee association is so important. They say sadhu sangha, sarva Shastrakaya, Lava Matra Sada Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Haya. That by one moment of association with the devotee, you can get all the success. You can get everything. What does it mean? It means that if the devotee is pleased with you, for some reason, then that's it. Then he gives you the mercy. And if the devotee, a very dear devotee for Krishna, accepts you, then Krishna has to accept you. It's not that has to in a mechanical way, but it's a has to like a loving exchange. You know, like if you have a very dear friend, he introduces you someone. It's like okay, because he's the friend. My friend introduces him. What to do? I have to accept. It's not I have to, but it's a loving exchange there. So, also we are here in the Balkans, and I don't know how things are done here in Slovenia, but Romania is also a place of in the Balkans. So in the Balkans, usually if you want something done, you have to find someone who knows someone who knows someone. And you know, like, And you know the proper secretary or someone, she will go to someone, and these things get done, you know, like. But otherwise, if you want to go to the mayor, you know, like, it's very, very difficult. But if you know someone who knows someone, so, okay. It's solved. So it's somehow it's similar in the spiritual world. That if you know someone who knows someone who knows Krishna, then good. So, for example, we were talking Thursday about this Jagai Madai and Madai Lila. So, because Lord Chaitanya was gonna kill them. So, but because Lord Nityananda accepted them, Lord Chaitanya was okay. You know, they don't seem very spiritual. They seem like number one rascals. But if you accept them, what to do? So this is somehow our luck, you know, like that. If we manage somehow to please Srila Prabhupada and his representatives, Srila Prabhupada might tell Krishna, you know, he might seem a bit interesting, but I recommend him. He's all right. He's my man. And then Krishna will be like, okay, I mean, if you say so, what can I do? So this is our ticket, you know, like we shouldn't think that, okay, well, I'm so qualified. We're completely not qualified. But if devotees give us the mercy, then Krishna will automatically, which I explain what it means, Krishna will also give us the mercy. Yeah, okay, no problem. So so this is our ticket. Actually, the process is by sadhana bhakti, you get the mercy of the devotees. By our service, you get the mercy of the devotees. That's and then this association of devotees, it's very important to have the proper mindset. And the proper mindset, especially towards the devotees who are senior to us, who can give us their mercy, is very complicated. It's called Tadvidi Prani Patena Pari Prashnana Sevaya Upadek Shantite Genam Geninastak Tatva Darshinaha. It says, just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and surrender service unto him. The self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth. So this means that the senior devotees, the devotees who have more realization, they can give us their mercy. If we have this mindset. So, and in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says this part, Maharaj also, satisfaction of the self-realized spiritual master is the secret of advancement in spiritual life. Inquiries and submission constitute the proper combination for spiritual understanding. Unless there is submission and service, inquiries from the learned spiritual master will not be effective. So this means submission, service, and inquiries. This is the formula to associate with the devotees. So this is the hardest thing to do in preaching. When people come to the Hare Krishna movement, they don't come to surrender to Krishna. We trick them somehow. Yeah, you're very important. Yeah, no, you're the best. And that's all right. That's okay. We can do it for some time. But eventually there must be a shift for devotees. And this shift takes quite some time. For some it takes quite some time. Shipancha tatva ki jaya, shikornitai ki jaya, shila prabhupada ki jaya. So this shift is the key point, you know, like that people change from the mindset that I'm here to be served to the mindset that I am a servant. This is like, wow, this Even for devotees. I mean, we have this idea, the theory that, okay, I'm a servant. But sometimes, you know, and it takes, this is the key point, you know, like that you have to get to this point that I'm a servant, you know, like actually. And even, you know, like you have devotees, they get, they are acting as a servant for some time, and they're like, yeah, then I will get the initiated, and then I will be the master, huh? then I will tell everyone what to do. Now I'm initiated, Prabhu. Do you see who I am? Now I also have this threat. This means, you know what this means. That you have to bow down. just joking a bit. So the point is that the secret in spiritual life is that we have this proper attitude of being a servant, and then by this we get the mercy of the devotees. And we should do whatever is needed to get this mercy. Because that's actually the system. And we should understand that this is the process. That's how it works, and it's in our benefit. And as we talked about these holy places, where I see something, and then what is actually there? If I would have spiritual vision, if I would follow the Shastra, I would see something else. And then in the association of devotees, you can see, okay, I would want to do this, but according to the Shastra, I should want to do this. Yeah? And I'll just give you some example, you know, like I'm serving His Holiness Prahladananda Maharaj sometimes, and usually he's very relaxed and he doesn't ask me to do anything. But sometimes he tells me to do something, you know, like he's like, okay, this light bulb is not working, fix it. And then my mind is always like telling, oh, you know, but this is not my service, but you know, where can I find a light bulb? Oh, in this temple, it's complicated, oh, you know, Maharaj, and the ladder, I have no idea where the ladder is. You know, and you know, actually, I was just going to Sankirtan, and you know. all this goes in your mind, you know, like, But then, if I understand, the Shastra a bit, and like, okay, this spiritual master, he asked me for some service, maybe I should do it, yeah. All right. So then my mind is like, and then I'm like, okay, my intelligence still says, yeah, okay. Yes, I will do it. So that's a simple example, you know, when you have, sometimes maybe you don't want to have this service attitude, but your intelligence still says, yeah, you know, it would be good if we would have this, So this is the proper consciousness we need to have, and this consciousness that we are a servant, we are a servant of Krishna. Actually, it's not that if you're a senior devotee or you somehow get to the point of being a senior devotee, you become a master. You still become a servant, and probably you're more of a servant than anyone else. Like when I met Maharaj in, and I went to talk to him, and he said I was becoming this aspiring disciple, and I asked Maharaj, "Can I, you know, I'm chanting, I have this recommendation, you know, can I?" I said, yes, I can serve you as a spiritual master. So like, okay. So, I mean, the senior devotees, they have this mentality that they are servants of everyone, you know. Like, but of course, and this mentality of being a servant, this is the platform on which relationships can work. Because you know, like, you can have this, they have how to have good relationships, courses, classes, this, that, this. It doesn't work. It never works. This, that, whatever. It works for 5 minutes. You try this technique, this other technique. It never, 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 ever, ever works. The only way it works, and you can see sometimes it also, we're also a bit sometimes in the material consciousness, so it doesn't work so much. But when it works, you can see that it works on the platform of being a servant of Krishna and of appreciating the service someone else does for Krishna. And you go beyond this thing that, you know, do I like this guy? I don't know, he's bald, he has this, he's doing like that, I don't know. And then you think, but maybe does Krishna like what he's doing? And then you see, oh, but he's actually very dedicated, you know, like, it's not my style, but he's actually quite dedicated in his own way, and he's doing this, and he's doing this, and I think, like, objectively, I really don't like him, but objectively, Krishna likes this devotee, his service. So if I would be a servant of Krishna, then I would also somehow, maybe not like him, but somehow try to get along with this devotee, you know. Yeah, you know. So that's the point, that also if you want to have in relationship, you should see things from Krishna's perspective. You should have Krishna in the center, and then you see, oh, this actually, he's a nice devotee, you know. Like, I mean, it's not my type, he's not my worshipper, but he shouldn't be my worshipper, he should be Krishna's worshipper. So that's all right, you know, like, he's qualified. So that's a trick how to make relationships work. And one more thing is service. Service doesn't mean doing whatever whimsical thing. Service means Madhya Madhikari platform, that we distinguish between who is who, what is what. And service means with seniors, with devotees who are actually more advanced than us, they tell us what to do, we do it, that's it. You know, like, we ask them how to understand things, and, you know, and of course, usually they will tell us something according to the Shastra, according to other spiritual masters. So they will tell us how to spread Krishna consciousness movement. And with equals, I mean, we exchange and we cooperate in spreading Krishna consciousness movement. And with juniors, we serve them, and sometimes we serve them by helping them, and sometimes we help them in educating them. And this doesn't mean that service means we serve them according to all their whims. Yeah, maybe a bit, and then not so much, you know. Like, so service means also in Krishna consciousness. All right. Yeah, I speak too much again. All right, then I'll stop here if there's some comments, concerns, questions.
Just like you mentioned this word, Sadhvi Panipatena Parikrashina Sevya Uttek Shanti Tekinana Miranina Sadhvadarshina. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master, inquire from him submissively, and render service on to him. The self realized soul can impart knowledge on to you because they have seen the truth. I remember one time Gurudev said about this verse that. Just like Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that my devotee is not the one who calls himself my devotee, but is the servant of the servants. So one more reason to actually serve the spiritual master or someone senior is to at least serve one devotee of the Lord. This is another reason. Because we cannot approach Krishna directly. So at least serving one devotee of the Lord, let's say even a spiritual master. So even the spiritual master is a very dearmost servant of the Lord. So at least we are serving one devotee of the Lord. So this is one more reason for... just a comment on this first.
Yeah, but the point is the spiritual master is as... Maharaj says many times, is his role is also to show us which are our other spiritual masters. Because this, you might say, oh, this is my spiritual master, and the rest, this Kanishta Adhikari mentality we have sometimes, you know, this is my spiritual master, and the rest, you know, like they, you know, like, I don't care. But we have so many spiritual masters. We have a temple president, which are spiritual masters. And of course, you know, like this, we're not living in this Vedic time when the spiritual master will be like, huh, what's this? Yeah, give me 20. But we should, and of course they are friendly there, but we should understand, oh, this is, okay, this is some spiritual master. So, yeah, that's true, but we should start with one, and then this is Kanishta level, and then we get to next level when we maybe serve a few more. Yeah, I'm just joking. Just say.
Okay.
Something else? Okay. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.